It's recording. Hold on. Let me get your head in this shot. Cutting off your head just a little bit. Oops. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Hi. please state your name.
My name is Annette Martinez.
May I have your permission to video and audio record you?
Yes.
If you're willing, could you tell me your age?
I am 36.
And where are we located?
We are in Mission, Texas.
And you're from?
San Juan, Texas.
Do you live in Mission, Texas?
I live in Mission.
Okay. Okay, so let's begin with the questions. Number one, throughout your life, have you ever felt your rights as a woman would be in question or compromised?
Throughout my life, have you ever felt my rights as a woman been compromised? Throughout my life, I'm now 36, so I think when I first felt something changing and my rights being compromised is like when I was 14 or 15, just realizing that we are seen different because we're females, and we have less opportunities sometimes because we're females, and we kind of have to fight for getting all of our rights. I mean, we have all these years. The years prior to 1960, like in the 1960s or in the 1950s, you know, we had to fight just to vote. I'm not sure what the history of it. I know that there was the women's rights movement. We had to fight to become to be able to vote. And when I first realized that we didn't have any rights the same as men, I automatically felt like we have to continue to fight to have these rights, and that was when I was 15, 16 that I realized that all that history was really important. So when I first started feeling that my rights were compromised, a little bit more was when I first started applying for jobs and getting a good job and competing against, you know, the male industry or the male in I teach computer science right now, and it's really, when I'm as a computer science instructor, there's not really that many females in this position, so it's very competitive. Mainly the males are hired for these positions. I'm not sure if that's compromising my rights, but I think it has to do with it a little bit. I guess I...
Okay. Second question. Do you feel your rights as a woman are threatened by the introduction of the Trump administration?
Do you feel your rights have been threatened by the Trump administration? I feel in Texas our rights are being compromised. Greg Abbott is a huge, I guess he's the one in control right now. He's the governor of Texas, and I think he's passing so many bills that are harmful to women's reproductive rights. Or women's rights. because the Trump administration doesn't really is not really bridging or is not really helping their minorities or women. They're kind of going against it, and because they have a leader that is going against all these kinds of issues, that makes it easier for the governors of the state to push their agendas. So the governor in Texas is pushing his agenda, which is really going against women's rights and also going against reproduction rights, you know, and because of the Trump administration that gives our governor more leeway and more, I guess, more control over us also.
Do you have a specific example of one of the bills that's being passed that's compromising? Do you know off the top of your head? I don't either, but...
I know that he just... that I think he's trying to sign something, but I don't know the bill.
Oh, okay.
It just came out in the news.
And what is it? What does it say? Do you know? Like, can you paraphrase?
Well, I would have to read it. I don't remember it.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask. Three, what is your position on abortion rights?
What is your position on abortion rights? I think every woman should have the right to have an abortion. I feel very strongly about that. It's our body. If something happens to you, or you're raped, or you know, something really bad happened, and you have to have an abortion, I think everybody has to have that right. Every female needs to have that right. And I know that for females to have an abortion, I know they're not doing it because they just don't want the baby or whatever. It's because something really bad happened, and I know that if you don't have that option, you're kind of stuck, and you're not going to be able to move from that. You know, it's going to be there all the time. If you were raped, and then you have the baby of somebody who raped you, it's going to be there for the rest of your life, and unless you give it up for adoption. But if you don't have that right, then people are controlling our bodies. They're controlling us. And we're all humans, and we shouldn't be subject to that kind of control.
Do you feel abortion rights should be a partisan issue?
I think so. Wait, it's because I don't understand the word partisan.
It means, should it be something that the government decides?
Okay. No. Sorry. I guess because I didn't understand that word. No, I think it should be up to the female.
Should it be something that is debated amongst Congress?
No. I don't think so. I think it has everything about our body should be our control. We should be able to do what we want with it. And I don't think Congress or any type of institution, anyone, should be telling me what to do with my body.
Did you attend a women's march on January 21st, 2017?
Did you attend a women's march in 2017? No, but I did see on social media all the videos of the march, and it was very empowering. It was an eye-opening for a lot of people. I already knew, you know, I've been following different movements or reading about it, but I already knew women when women unite, things happen. And when they did that, it was overwhelming to see all over the world. So in many other countries, they did the same. And I read a little bit about it, about the founders and the person that led, which I think she was from Hawaii, or I don't know where exactly. I think she was from California or Hawaii. And they started it, and it just got so big.
You said it was an eye-opening to see the march on social media. Can you describe the feeling you had while seeing it?
I felt really happy that people are united in that way, that not only women but men, men that respect women and they care about women, were out there marching, and I felt very happy to see that, because we need everyone to realize how important women are and how all of these issues that are out there, how it affects women. And also the men that are part of our lives. They're really important, they're our support, and we need them. We need them to stand by us, by our choices.
If you could paint a picture of some of the marches that you saw, can you describe it? Can you describe what you heard or any sort of things that you saw? Like, do you remember any of that?
Can you describe an image or a picture of the Women's March? What I remember is the pink hats, the little hats they were wearing, and also a lot of different signs, advertising different ideas. I remember just large groups of people in Chicago. It was really big. A lot of the streets were blocked. New York, I think Paris or London. A lot of people just motivated, and the pink hats is basically the most prominent item.
Can you describe what those pink hats were?
They were, from what I read, they started knitting these pink hats, and they represent, I think, I'm not sure what they represent. They might just represent, since they're pink, they're addressing the female body, maybe. It's made out of yarn, and they have two little like cat ears, sort of. Whoopi Goldberg was wearing one, I think, or they gave her one. Lots of celebrities were out there also supporting the march. But that's what I remember.
What do you hope the march inspires?
What do I hope the march inspires? I hope that it inspires for the movement to continue. So I know there's still the protesting and the marches. I hope that it continues that it evolves, and also that we look at humans in a way of compassion, and everybody is the same and treated equal. that people are able to recognize that we're all the same, we should all be treated equal, and that everybody has rights, and that we are forgiving of people's mistakes, and that we continue to evolve in civilization and get hopefully love everybody, you know, like everybody should love one another and respect one another, and to push different types of to continue to protest and push different types of agendas to help humanity, and go against the things that are harming society. You know, like maybe march for the environment, march for impeachment of Trump. continue to march. These things help. It makes an impact.
Thank you. Is there anything that you'd like to expand upon on any other issues that are important or are on the top of your mind?
Issues, the other issues that are important to me. Here in Texas, just recently, there's another bill that's being passed that I think it affects more the minorities and also the illegal immigrants. They're able to, now the cops are able to ask for your ID. And I think that bill just passed. And there's also, there's that one.
Can we back up a little bit? So the cops can ask for your ID when? Because usually they can always ask you for your ID.
So if you're just walking and you look Hispanic, they're able to ask for your papers.
Without any probable cause?
Yeah. It seems like that's the bill that's being, it's either going to pass or it's being proposed or it's going to be signed by Greg Abbott. So that is, that's really important because, like, what if I don't have, I was born in America, but what if I don't have my papers and I don't have my birth certificate and I don't have my ID and they put me in jail? And I can stay in there because what if I don't have money to come out of jail? Or whatever, you know, like there's all these situations that can happen because of that. So, for those people that don't have money to get out of prison or out of jail, then they're going to be stuck. And that could ruin their record. That could possibly ruin your life. You know, if you're an instructor or a teacher and you get arrested, and that's gonna stay on your record, then you're gonna have to hire a lawyer and get that off your record because you were arrested. And what if it doesn't come off your record? How are you gonna get another job? You know, all those things can come and harm just anybody that looks like me, brown. My brown skin.
Anything else you would like to talk about?
That one is basically the one that is kind of scary. Scary for this community because most people here in this community are brown. So if I were to go to Austin or Dallas, you know, it's the same. It's everywhere. It's all over Texas. I would have to move to a blue state because Texas is a red state. So if that law if it does pass or if it is going to pass, it's, I think, very racist, very, very racist.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Yeah, that's it. Signing off. Recording. So tell me about the veterans that you just were talking about.
So veterans of Mexican descent have been deported. Multiple veterans have been deported. Right now, they're trying to, once they've been deported, they go back to their country, wherever they're from. Some of them are in Tijuana, Mexico. So what's happening is that a lot of them, from the things that I know is, a lot of them were automatically think that serving the United States Army or Navy, whatever, they're going to become citizens. But what happens is that once they go through the system, they are sent out to different countries, and they're kind of like in a situation where they have to do some paperwork, but they don't get the paperwork done. And it never happens. And then once they finish their time, with the army, they're going to get deported because they don't become citizens. And then other situations where they've served the army of the United States and they commit some kind of crime, whatever it could be, they got arrested and then they get deported. So that's another thing.
Okay, can I clarify, because I'm completely ignorant to this situation. What I hear what you're saying is that there's somebody living in the United States, undocumented or documented?
Undocumented.
They get sent to serve for the United States, whether it's Army, Navy, Marines.
Mm-hmm.
They're promised citizenship because of their service. And while they're serving, they're supposed to get paperwork that never comes through. And then upon returning to the United States, they deport these people that they promised citizenship, even though they served on behalf of our country. Are you serious?
Yes.
And so the part about Tijuana, are they being sent to Tijuana?
Some of them that were from Tijuana, they're there. A lot of them are there because there is a space for them there.
Like a detention center or something?
No, it's like a veteran space, and that's where a lot of them end up because they help them.
Hold on a minute. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
So the United States has a veteran, like, housing situation for those that they want to deport?
I don't think it's the United States. It's Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Not United States.
Okay.
It's the kind of like an area where they go and they live there. They're living there because they've been deported and their family's in the United States. So their family visits Tijuana.
And so you were saying that currently it's being addressed, legally being addressed in this country.
I'm not too sure if it is.
Okay. Whew, shit, that's heavy.
Yeah, it's sad.
I think it's totally bait and switch, of course. Okay,
so there,
I can't interject my opinion too much, but
that's all I know right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one other thing that I wanted to, you said when just as we closed up, and I wanted to see if we can repeat it just on the audio, and that was, we're in McAllen, Texas, and I think that I didn't realize this, but it's actually upwards of 95% Hispanic here.
We're the majority of the population in the Rio Grande Valley is Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
Very small. I'm not too sure how much other races are included in this area, but I know that the majority may be from between. I'm thinking it's like 90% Hispanic, mm-hmm. or a Mexican descent.
Sorry, just to clarify, so you have clear audio. It's how much of Mexican, can you tell me the percentage that's Mexican descent?
I think it's about 90% Mexican descent.
Which makes all of these issues very important to you.
Yes.
Yeah. And therefore should become important to everyone in Texas and the United States. Because you're American citizens.
Yes.